And it is great to have the president of the New England Patriots back with us again, Jonathan Kraft. Jonathan, how are you? Oh, I'm sorry. Let's do this first. This hour of Patriots pregame is brought to you by AT&T, the wireless choice of Gil Santos and the exclusive wireless partner of the 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network. AT&T, mobilizing your world. It's preseason for everybody. 10 seconds for station identification on the Safety Insurance 98.5 The Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.
This is Boston's home for sports. From the Town Fair Tire Studio, WBZ-FM and HD1 Boston 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now we can bring in Jonathan Kraft that I've complied with the FCC. Jonathan, how are you?
I always want you to comply with the FCC.
I don't want to get in trouble with Washington, man.
There are seven words you can't say on the radio and a bunch of stuff like that. Watch Howard Stern's movie. You get all the background on that.
Yeah, it's a great show. So, all right, finally some football. And one of the things that we've seen, Jonathan, is one of the things that the Patriots have been very good at is developing these relationships with other teams, practicing with other clubs. You've seen Bill done it with New Orleans. He's done it with Atlanta, doing it with Washington now. It really seems to be the way to get things done with the new preseason rules.
It definitely is. I think the coaches think a couple things happen. I think, one, they feel like without the two-a-days anymore that this is a way that you get really intense work done in a compressed window of time. It gets the energy level up, the focus, the attention, and it helps to make up for the lost practices that you didn't have. And I think the other thing, when I listened to Bill talk about it a little bit, the thing that he likes about it is when you go up against each other in practice each day, your ones against each other, they're seeing the same stuff every day, and they're getting really good at playing against whatever you do on each side of the ball, but they're not getting a lot of variety. So when our defense goes down now and our ones go up against the Redskins' ones, and they get a mobile quarterback like RG3 and an offense that's completely different than the offense we play, they get used to practicing against a first team of a look that's very different, and I think it helps them get better as a defense, and the converse is true for our offense. And those are some of the things that I know we really like about it.
Well, I know that it's a chance to get guys like Brady and Revis and people like that a bunch of looks. Did you realize the impact it would have from the fan base in bringing in a Darrell Revis? And off of that, what have you learned about your new 24 that excites you the most?
Before we get to Revis, can I just say one thing about the team practices, too?
Because sure.
We should probably tell the audience that next week the Eagles are coming into Foxborough. And for those that want to come down and see what we just talked about that's going on with the Redskins take place, it's happening at Gillette next week. And the practices, I believe, are Monday and Tuesday, and it's free. It's a lot of fun, and you'll get a chance to see two NFL football teams up close and personal going at each other. And I think there's actually a little bit of bad blood going on between the clubs, so my guess is it'll be a pretty spirited practice.
Well, I also think that Chip's been there a year. We all know Chip Kelly, the head coach. He was an offensive coordinator up at UNH.
They're going to play fast.
Well, they are. And, you know, last year, Jonathan, as you know, Philadelphia, much like Washington, was starting with a new coach. And Philadelphia obviously played well last year, and they have a year under their belt, so it's going to be good stuff to watch. I mean, pretty, you know, listen, the Patriots in Washington, they're at two different places. Next week, you're going to have two teams that are going to be on fairly level playing fields.
Well, leaving aside, I'll let you, you know, prognosticate, because I didn't say that. You did. But I will say that the point about Chip Kelly's offense is very accurate, and it relates to what I just said about the Redskins' offense. I mean, that's an offense that's totally different than what they try to do. We try to go fast with our offense, but we do it in a much different way. And I think it'll be a lot of fun for people to come down and watch. And clearly the Eagles would appear to be a team that's going to be very competitive this year. So it should be fun. And it's also an NFC team, so it's a team you don't always get to see up here. They'll be at Gillette once every 8 years during the regular season. So come down and check it out. It's a good time.
All right, Revis and, Mania is running wild, Revis, Jonathan.
Revis Mania. The interest in Durrell and all of that has been fun to see. I think he's the thing that probably doesn't come through is just what a professional he is off of the field. I mean, everyone's talking about how exceptional he is on the field. He's brought a level of maturity and I think a quiet calm and confidence to the locker room on the defensive side that, you know, has been fun to watch so far, especially because at defensive back, I think relatively speaking, we're a pretty young team. And I think the young guys are just soaking up being around them. And that hopefully can only serve us real well as we move forward. And clearly, the teams in this league that have had the continued and exceptional success over the last decade are teams with great quarterbacks. And if you're gonna be able to win in this league, you have to be able to defend the pass. And having a cornerback that is at that type of level where you know you can put him up against the one of the other club and effectively, hopefully, shut him down, have a reasonable chance of shutting them down with one guy, just is going to make your defense better on all fronts. And so we were excited when the opportunity came up to get him, and when Tampa released him, it was something that we got right on.
Yeah, take us through that, Jonathan, because when we first started hearing about it, and Andy talked about it with Zoe, we talked about it on Early Edition, about Revis coming, and at first it was like one of those pipe dreams, you know, like, oh, yeah, right, yeah, come on. Revis, when he was with the Jets, he said he hated Bill, and, you know, Revis would never be a Patriot. It was kind of like the Randy Moss thing. Like, could Randy Moss ever play for Bill Belichick? And then, boom, one Sunday morning, draft weekend, you get up, and it's done. When did it become a possibility? And when did you hear about it?
Well, I think it became a possibility the minute he was let go by Tampa, because he's a free agent. And I think when you're a free agent at that age of your career, anybody that would have a chance to come and play for Bill Belichick and alongside guys like Tom Brady and Vince Wilfork, Gerard Mayo, Logan, you know, come to – I think we'll always hopefully get our phone calls returned. And so I think it became – a possibility when that happened. And fortunately, we had the cap room and the ability to sit down and talk to his people about it. I think Nick and Bill did a great job of convincing Durrell and his agent that this was a good place to be. And we were fortunate enough to be able to get it done. And I think if you look at what Bill has done over his career with us, bringing in those guys who are 29, 30, 31, who have been in the league a while and maybe not had a tremendous amount of success in terms of wins and losses on the field, but a lot of personal success in terms of their own ability. I think Bill's always seemed to have a great ability to convince those guys to come here, but then once they're here, really be a part of making our team a better team on and off the field. And hopefully that'll be the case with Durrell. And I know he greatly appreciates how the fan base has treated him. I think our training camps aren't the training camps he's been used to seeing when he was with the Jets and then with Tampa.
You mean Bill doesn't say go get a snack? But anyways, that's...
Well, no, I mean, I think the amount of... our fans have been so great. I think seeing 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,000 people at practice and being in an environment like that right at your home stadium and with the setup that we have in back of Gillette Stadium and what we do at our United Healthcare training camp setup, it's pretty it's I think it's pretty unique relative to everything else that goes on around the league, and when you couple in the energy that the audiences bring us, you hear all the players talking about it. They're just blown away by it, and I think Durrell was excited to see the response that he got from Patriot fans, who he was used to getting the opposite response, so it made him feel good.
Will the team try to extend him?
We gotta see how the year goes, but obviously, you know, he's a player that you're gonna want to have on your football team. But we're gonna start the 2014 season here, and we got a lot to do before that starts. We'll worry about the future as we get into the season.
Speaking of 2014, there are new rules changes that affect guys like Darrell Revis, and I have a two-part question on that. When was this discussed in league circles in terms of changing the illegal contact and the defensive holding rules? And I guess part of the reason that I ask is because was any of the new rule emphasis a part of the organizational mindset as terms of what you did at corner this offseason?
The league, this isn't something that gets discussed at league meetings, and I know the officials are out talking about it being a point of emphasis. I think it gets discussed with the coaches when they have their coaches' meetings, but at the owners' meetings, if there's something that's going to be, quote, a point of emphasis, unquote, it's not part of the competition committee discussions and rules discussions and votes that we have. That's strictly handled at the league level in consultation with the competition committee and then gets conveyed to the coaches. And that didn't sway our thinking one way or the other with what we were going to do. I think Bill's sort of philosophy around rules are the rules are the same for everybody, so I just want to put a great football team on the field. Clearly, the league as a whole has skewed more towards passing, and everybody who watches the game understands and knows that. And so as we talked about at the start of this, being strong at cornerback really puts you in a good competitive position. And so when we had a chance to go out and get the best corner in the game, in our minds, we wanted to go out and do it, and we did it.
You know, I don't know if you can comment on this, Jonathan, but I just have to say, when I saw that there was going to be a point of emphasis, it was a head-scratcher to me, because to me, I think it's already a passing league. I think people love the points, people love the highlights, and, you know, the NFL has always done the right thing in regarding to giving their audience what they want, and they've done that. You've set records with points scored and yardage and so forth. I mean, do they really need to emphasize this?
Well, it would be good. We'll try to get you Dean Blandino, the head of officiating, on one of these weeks, because I think it would be good to talk to him about it. But the interesting thing to me is that the team that won the Super Bowl last year, I believe Seattle was either the most penalized or second most penalized team in the league. And while as being known as an aggressive physical defense, and obviously they did a real number on what was as prolific an offense as the league has ever seen. So defense very much still sways this game, and I'm sure part of what the league was thinking about was what had gone on with the Seattle team last year, and that's okay. I great hard-hitting defense within the confines of the rules is fun to watch, and explosive offense is fun to watch, and keeping that balance between the two is probably a good thing, and I think that's what you'll always see the league trying to tweak towards the best of both. But in thinking about this, I'm going to talk to Stacy and see if we can't get you Dean Blandino, because I think he's a very articulate guy. He's been running the officials now for a couple of years, and I think it would be good to talk to him.
All right, Jonathan, listen, thanks a lot. It's a great idea. We look forward to talking to him. Maybe we can get him on next week or perhaps on our flagship during the week. But anyways, enjoy the game tonight. It's great to have you back.
And we'll see you next week.
Looking forward to seeing you guys. And seriously, everyone out there, come down to practice next week. All the info's on Patriots.com. It's a great thing to do with the family.
All right, Jonathan, take care.
Take care.